It's mid-morning session time. July corn futures at 4:42 are now up 3 1/4 on their last tick. December at $4.41, up a penny and a half for the day. And July corn at 4.64 1/4, half of a cent higher. July soybeans are up 8 cents at $14.06 1/4. The November at $12.08 1/4 are down 3 1/2. And the July futures at $12.33 1/4 are a penny and 3/4 in lower in the bean pit. Bean meal at $4.51.50, up 80. Bean oil at $40.26, up 58 for the day. Hard red winter wheat at $7.24 3/4, up 12 1/4. The hard red or soft red July in the harvest month, 8 cents higher at $5.89 3/4. In the livestock, nearby live cattle futures, June contract, $145.52 1/2, 97 1/2 cents lower. The August at $144.95 are down 77 1/2. August feeders at $204.95 are down 290. September at $205.65 down $2.92 1/2. And lean hogs for the day, trading the July contract at $125.37 1/2. That's up 45 cents. On the phone line now to take a look at these numbers with us is Jackie Vakes. She's at Stuart Peterson from right here in Champaign County. Good morning to you, Jackie.
Well, good morning, Todd.
How are you today?
Pretty darn good.
All right. So let's start to talk about some of these numbers that have been floating around. And I don't mean the ones in Chicago exactly, but the ones that are coming out of the fields in the Midwest. There's some awfully good looking yield potential in the corn crop.
Oh, my Lord. Yes. It's really unusual. I can't remember a year that I've actually heard of shoulder high corn already at this, but at the moment I've got people in Ohio, people in Indiana, and people here in Illinois that have shoulder-high corn. Granted, it was planted at the end of April, you know, right around the Easter time, but boy, it has just taken off. We pretty much have, I guess you'd consider greenhouse conditions in a lot of places, although heavy rains in the northern part of the belt, you know, today again in the Wisconsin area, and they've been fighting rain for a while. Parts of Nebraska, but I think Nebraska will say, we don't care how we get it, we're happy to get it.
All right, so they're happy to get the rainfall. That'll mean potentially good yields, and in Chicago they've been reacting. Though this morning, corn futures are holding fairly steady. Why is that the case?
Well, I think that, you know, what you've seen is, you know, we're in a consolidation phase here. I don't think anybody's willing to truly take it out. You know, we got December down to that 436, 436 1/4 area. 435, of course, is strong support from the January report. And I'm just not sure they're willing to give that up yet until we actually get into the acreage side of things at the end of the month and, of course, the grain stocks.
So in that case, when you look forward and you begin to talk to your producers about the marketplace, most of them, I suspect, will be saying, well, old and new crop both, I'm just going to wait it out and see what happens at this point. And I doubt that that's what your opinion is.
Well, that's exactly what we're hearing. In fact, you know, it's reflected in the fact that basis continues to firm. And a lot of guys are just like, well, hey, I'm not going to sell. That's the way it is. And, you know, as much as they're doing that, and we do have decent demand for corn, they'll get it one way or the other, you know, no matter how you look at it, because even if the futures go up, I suspect that we'll see basis soften at that point in time. So, you know, it still comes down to what the cash price is. I think you have to be so in tune with what your break-evens are, you know, so that you know what you're doing. I don't care what anybody else does. It's got to be based on an individual situation. And so some guys maybe can afford to hang on. Other guys can't.
Yeah, and we have a good handle, I suppose, on whether the crop is in the ground, planted most places. There's been some wet areas, maybe some prevent plant around. Acreage report is due at the end of the month, along with the grain stocks. Do you see interesting numbers coming with those two reports?
Well, I think, you know, none of us feel very confident about where the corn acreage is actually going to end up. I think it could end up a couple million less than February. You never know. On the bean side of things, too, I expect that bean acreage is going to go up, but will it go up as much? Because we know in this part of the belt, we saw acres that were going to go to beans or thought to go to beans in March switched over to corn on corn again. And so it'll be great to have us behind, have it in the background. And move on from there. The wild one will be, will the USDA change the yield? We've really gotten off to a good start. We've got good crop ratings. Will they actually up the yield? And I would anticipate it'll go up just by the nature of the fact that we know we lost acreage up in the northern tier, you know, in North Dakota, Wisconsin, Michigan, and Minnesota. So that would naturally raise it a little, but will it raise it very much? We don't know. And When it comes to the grain stocks report, well, that's a wild one. I saw some silly comments out here this morning saying, oh, people are afraid the USDA is going to really lowball the grain stocks. Well, how can the USDA lowball the grain stocks? Those numbers come from the farmer, and they come from the elevators. So, you know, it's kind of funny to see that attitude. In other words, we're fearful that the market might go higher because of that. But I anticipate usage to be pretty darn good. You know, we're taking hogs to heavier weights than what we had before. The baby pigs we've lost wouldn't be consuming very much. And, you know, it's just a matter of what actually comes in out of the country. I think, you know, when you looked back, you really couldn't compare to last year because we didn't have many stocks last year, so we had to go back and look at 2012. And so I think that, you know, we could chew up probably 3 billion bushels in this quarter. And if that's the case, then I think, you know, that will be supportive to the market. But so there's a lot of interesting questions that need to be answered at the end of the month.
What's driving the widening of the spread in the soybeans? Nearbys are up 7, deferreds or new crop down about 5.5 cents at this time.
Well, you know, we did have a sale to unknown today, which is normally China, of 140,000 million metric tons. And so, you know, that gave us a kick. But, you know, we went all the way up to 1419. We're down at little over 14, almost 1406 at the moment. So we've already given back a bunch. I think it's just a matter of we had some spread unwinding that was going on. It's been detrimental, basically, to the nearbys. Then we kind of stabilized. Now we've bounced up a little bit. I think so much of it is just the action of the spread movement and the money flow back and forth.
Hey, I'm looking at the feeder cattle. They're now on their last tick, and at least two nearby contracts locked the limit lower for the day.
Yeah, I've got 5 contracts with lock limit right now, and April 15 is not very far away from lock and limit, too. I think that what you saw, you know, after yesterday's action and after putting in new all-time highs, you know, this isn't unusual. We're seeing it down in live cattle. We're down in hogs, and I think a lot of it is just profit-taking action. And, of course, you know, anytime corn's up in the mind of a speculator, it means that feeder cattle should go down. So even though we're not up very much, it's opportunity is what it is.
Thank you so much for being with us today. I do appreciate it.
Thank you, Todd.
That is Jackie Vex. She's with Stuart Peterson from right here in Champaign County. Joins us on this Wednesday morning, mid-morning program. You can always pick up Jackie on our website at willag.org. That's willag.org. And she'll be back this afternoon with me during the closing market report in the 2 o'clock hour.
Support for WILL Agriculture comes from Murray Wise Associates, LLC, providing nationwide land auctions, farmland sales and management, and financial advice for agribusiness. Information on upcoming land auctions and offerings can be found at MurrayWiseAssociates.com.
Well, here's what the weather forecast looks like for the Urbana-Champaign area in detail for the day. A 20% chance of showers, some thunderstorms. Those will come after 1 o'clock this afternoon. Partly sunny, otherwise a high of 91 degrees. On a south-southwest wind at about 13 miles an hour today, at a gust to 23. Right now, outside of the studios here at WILL, it is 84 degrees. Tonight, a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy, and a low of 72. On a south-southwest wind at 6 to 11 miles per hour. And then on Thursday, that 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms continues, otherwise partly sunny, a high of 90 degrees tomorrow. 50% chance of rainfall on Thursday night with a low of 71. And Friday, again, a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the Urbana-Champaign area. Mostly cloudy and a high near 88 degrees. Winds out of the southwest at 6 to 11, gusting to 15 miles an hour on Friday during the day. The chance of rainfall drops to 30% into Friday night. Mostly cloudy with a low of 69 degrees. And Saturday, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Partly sunny and 87 as we enter the weekend. The numbers in Chicago are trading 3 cents higher in the nearby July corn for the day. December up 1 at $4.40 and 3 quarters. Beans are trading the November contract down 4 cents at $12.08 for the new crop. The old crop, July, at $14.06 and a quarter, 8 cents higher. Soft red winter wheat at $5.88 and 3 quarters, up 7 in the July. And live cattle futures are down 90 cents in the June contract at $145.60. As we mentioned, the feeder cattle are all locked the limit lower. August at $204.85. Everything else trading lower. And lean hogs at $125.27 and a half are 35 cents higher. You, of course, are listening to Illinois Public Media. This is WILL AM 580, WILL FM 90.9, HD3 Urbana. Find us at will.illinois.edu. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason.